Hello, loves. It's Ruthie. I decided I wanted to do an AMA today. This one was on Backstage, posted by DutchDude_Kinks. I listened to it and it was very entertaining, so you should check it out. But otherwise, it's got some positive and negative questions that are tied into movies, and I love all things stage and cinema. I don't get to be involved with it as much as I used to be, but I still have the passion and I love a lot of it. So I wanted to answer this. So here we go. Positive. We're going to start with the positive ones. What was the first movie you can recall seeing that I liked? I've been watching movies since I was like a toddler. First movie I can recall that I liked. I really liked, you know, I'm going to go with like something really, I really like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I know a lot of kids are more into cartoons, but visually I love Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and I loved the singing, and that is where I fell in love with Dick Van Dyke, who will always be one of my first loves. He was a singer and a dancer, and I adored him. So, I'm gonna go with that. What's a movie you liked a lot more than you thought I would? Funny story. The movie is Tucker and Dale versus Evil. And the reason I didn't think, I actually thought I would hate it. And the reason is because I thought it was the wrong movie. Like, I was so adamant about not watching it. Because I don't know if anybody knows, but there is an author or whatever he is named Tucker Max, I think. And he basically tells you all these bar stories. And I just think he's a complete dickhead, in my personal opinion. And I thought this was a movie that he got to make based on that or whatever or some movie he made up. So I was like, I'm not going to watch that crap. You know, like I was so opposed to it. And then someone told me that Alan Tudyk was in it. And I thought, well, I love Alan. If he's in it, there's got to be something in it because he picks great projects. And, you know, so I watched it. And then when I saw Tyler Labine was in it, I was like, wait a minute. I was like, this is a horror movie. And I'm like, he's not even in this movie as it started and it gets started. And I was laughing so hard. I just think it's so funny. Playing off that, I've been a horror junkie for years and a comedy junkie, and it brought it together, and it's just got so many quotable lines. I watched that movie and died, and me and my best friend watched it several more times and quoted it. It's great. I love it a lot. What's an unpopular opinion you hold in a positive way? Probably, I don't know how unpopular this is, but, that visually European and Spanish directors make better films than Americans. People are very, you know, I am very proud of my country. I'm not going to get into a political debate here. I'm proud of my country for a lot of reasons that have nothing to do with politics, but I am so glad when I hear that, especially very artistic or very visual films or books are getting films, and I find out that it's a European or a Spanish director, like Del Toro, or I can't even name all of them, but I love when they're on a project, because I think that it's not that Americans don't have museums and art here. We just don't get as much exposure. And over there, there's a lot of old architecture and, you know, prominent art everywhere. And so they're so much more exposed to it, I think. So I think visually, they just drive creatively. You know, it doesn't come so hard to them, or it comes easier to them, I guess. Like The Dark Crystal. I was super excited about all that. So maybe an unpopular opinion, because I basically said that they're better than American. Don't get me wrong, there's plenty of things Americans do right in film, you know, and stuff. So, but I think that's probably an unpopular opinion to get to say as an American, I guess. What was the last film I saw in the cinema? The last film, oh gosh, this is going to sound horrible. The last film I saw in the cinema was Burn Bright, which I thought was a very interesting take on what if this prodigy superhero that landed on Earth was actually a villain, and exactly a villain. And it reminded me a lot of the comic series Red Son, which is S-O-N. For those, it's basically what if Superman had landed in the Soviet Union at that time, and that he did, and how it would have changed everything in the world. So if you shouldn't, you should check it out. It's a very interesting read, and the movie was very good. I recommend it. What's a film you liked but never want to see it again, and why? Oh gosh, I have so many of these. and I, you know what? It doesn't even, I don't even have to name a film here. I can tell you why I don't watch these films again, because they make me cry. They just get, I get too emotionally distraught over them. I don't know. I'm trying to think of one now that I watched that made me cry. I mean, if it's got enough comedy in it, I can handle, like, the few moments of, like, getting real and the crying. Like, one example is The Invention of Lying. It's got a crying part towards the end and some emotionality. But the whole rest of it is funny and interesting and a different take on things. So I really enjoy that. Gosh, and it's so funny because my brothers and guy friends are always making fun of me because, you know, if a movie comes out or something. Miss You Already. I didn't want to watch that movie because obviously it revolves around somebody that has cancer. And 9 times out of 10, what happens? They die. So I'm like, why do I want to sit down and watch somebody die? Like, go through this whole process of finding out they have cancer and then dying. Like, that's not exciting. I mean, it's not entertainment to me. The world, you know, no, I didn't want to watch it. But I got harangued into it by a girlfriend. And I watched it. Good movie. It's a good movie. But yes, sad things happen in that movie. Things that made me mad and sad and enraged and upset. And at the end of it, it was a good movie. And, you know, I did end up, I watched it. And at the end of it, by the end of it, I was smiling because it had a good, a hopeful ending, like a moving forward ending. But do I want to watch it again? No, I don't want to watch it again because I'll get involved with it and I probably will cry again. And yeah, I just don't want to do that. So anyway, sorry, long answer, but that's why I don't want to watch films again if they emotionally affect me that way. It's also why I avoid films sometimes. If aliens arrived and asked you to pick a movie for them to see, what would you pick and why? Oh God, this is a tough one. It's like, what movie? That is a very tough one. Like, I don't know if I should go, like, ironic and make them watch something about figuring out the meaning of life and the struggle that humans have, like, you know, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, or should I pick something funny and amusing? Like, I don't think they're going to understand anything, so I feel like anything they would watch, they'd be like, okay. Yeah, I just don't know. I feel like they wouldn't get, there'd be a big, you know, that cultural gap. I'm making it too hard. You know, maybe I'd just go with my favorite movie of all time. I would probably go with, like, a Mel Brooks film, possibly. Something like that. You know, maybe something like that. Or maybe, like, Martian Child or whatever that movie is about the kid that thinks he's an alien. Because it's about things. I don't know. I kind of would want to, like, sum up the human experience, but it's hard in one film. We usually only capture one aspect of it. Or maybe, like, Stranger Than Fiction. That's a pretty good one. Do you have a favorite so bad it's good film? Some people would say that the Tucker and Dale movie is so bad it's good. Same thing about, I've heard people say the same thing about, it just left my mind. With the kaijus and the big robot suits. I'm saying robot. Somebody's enraged right now. Pacific Rim. Okay, Pacific Rim. Some people said that was so bad it was good. Just cliche. Oh, I know a good one. Shoot 'em up. If you are into righteous gun films, action films, that is the one, because it has got too much. It's too much. It's like too much completely. Like, it's like totally too much. The things that he does, they're ludicrous. Never running out of bullets. One man versus 200. It's just too much. So yeah, watch that one. Please do. Another one I'm going to throw in there because I love it is, oh great. Now I can't even think of the title of that one. Damn it. Warrior's Way. Warrior's Way. If you've never seen that, it is a Western, but it's in the West-ish. I don't know. It's like, it tries to be a Western, but it's also filmed like a foreign film. So, it's got that feel, and of course it's got the kung fu fighting and different things. So anyways, that's a good one. Check that one out too. All right, we're on to the negative. What is the worst movie I have ever seen? The worst movie I have ever seen and made it through is Thanksgiving. Never again. Ever again. It was so bad I couldn't even laugh. It was not funny at all. What's a film that shocked you with how bad it was? You know, I'm going to have to say Lost in Translation. It's the first one that came to mind. Don't hate me. I love artistic, I love thinking movies. That one just got a little too dry and obscure, even for me. I love Murray. I love Johansson. I get it. But it was so dry, so dry. It missed the mark a lot of ways. Just needed something to break it up, the monotony a little bit. It just needed a little more of things that weren't so dry. What's an unpopular opinion you hold in a negative way? Maybe the other one up there I held in a negative way. No, that was a positive way. I don't know. Unpopular opinion do you hold in a negative way? Right now, I'm completely over the live-action Disney films, and I actually have been for a couple of years now. Everybody's like so excited every time a new one comes out, because it's like, oh, it's my Disney movie, and it's live-action now. It's just not my thing. And I really can't remember which one started it. Like, I think Cinderella? Was it Cinderella that started it? I don't know. I'm just kind of over it. And I think a lot of them are just literally the old movies, but they've just put, like, real people in them. On the Coverse, like, what I saw of it, I will admit. What I saw of it, and I know the sequel's coming out, Maleficent, was this a whole different story inside to the old Sleeping Beauty tell. So I liked that. But like Cinderella was Cinderella. To my knowledge, I haven't seen it because like I said, I'm over them. But Lion King was Lion King. You know, Aladdin was Aladdin. Like it was all, I mean, yeah, there's a little bit of change in lines and, you know, things like that. But for the most part, it was all the same. So I just don't get the hoopla, I guess. I don't know. It's like I've seen that movie. Have you ever walked out of a cinema or demanded a refund? I have never done that. That said, though, Lost in Translation, probably why I thought about it as I fell asleep in that movie. So, yeah, I've never demanded a refund either because I just feel like when you watch movies, you take a gamble. If you don't like it, it's like when you go to a restaurant and order food. If you order a new dish and you end up not liking it, that's not their fault. They made the dish correctly. They did what they were going to do. So it came down to your personal taste, and sometimes it's a gamble, so I've never demanded that, and I don't like people that demand refunds for that. Angriest I've ever gotten over a film. I'm just gonna say recently, because it's been a while and I haven't watched a lot of movies, I was very angry at some parts, it was still a phenomenal movie in my opinion, of The Last Jedi. So but there were things in there that very frustrated me. And if I get started, I just keep going. What's the biggest case of hype backlash you've ever seen? Hype backlash. If I think this is the correct way of what's saying it, I think right now, the biggest backlash right now is the fact that the actress cast in the live-action Little Mermaid is African-American, as opposed to a white ginger, a Caucasian ginger. Probably the biggest case of backlash going on right now. Oh, that I've ever had. Does it mean I'm so hyped for something and it backlashes on me? I have no idea. Yeah, no, I don't know. I can't think of anything right now. I have not been totally. What is a genre I hate? Drama. let me see. True story drama. And it's probably because that reason up above. I don't like watching movies that make me cry. I avoid them. I just feel that there is so much drama. If I know there's a movie that is based on a true story, if it involves like cancer, politics, real life history like battles, wars, and things like that, I will avoid them. I just will. Same thing with TV shows. I just feel there's enough crap and enough sadness and everything, and I'm severely empathetic, and so I just really don't want to watch it because I don't want to get upset. Because then my mood's brought down, and I like to watch things to be entertained or to have for like background noise. So, yeah. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed my answers. You learned a little bit more. So, maybe one day, if we ever go on a movie date, you know exactly the kind of stuff to look out for. All right. Talk soon, guys. Bye.